Well, we made it to November, and while most of us are using this time to recover and pack, there are still quite a few haunts that are open this weekend and next weekend. So coming up on today's show, we look specifically at Ohio and which haunts are still planning on opening this weekend. Now that we're past the Halloween season, we won't be bringing you daily shows, but we're going to be bringing you shows twice a week, and we're aiming for shows on Tuesday and Thursday. So from the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip, and this is your Haunt News Briefing. Daryl, welcome back. I'm glad you're still alive, and let us know what's going on in the news.
So HauntCon 2021 will be a new virtual experience that brings together haunters from all over the world in the comfort of your own home. It's going to be happening January 19th through 21st of 2021, but they're accepting education session submissions all the way up to November 20th this year. That's only a couple of weeks away. It has been a very different year in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, but it's brought a lot of innovation. HauntCon would like to see your submissions to reflect these great ideas and how you can use that moving forward into future years. Those include ideas like design or scaring from further away or contingency planning, health and safety, such as making your building safer, makeup maintenance, makeup and costuming itself, so Airbrush 101, maybe incorporating masks and how that was done, actor training, such as silent scares, ops and management, such as time ticketing, contingency, crisis, conflict planning, and marketing. So how to survey public relations, influencer partnerships, and should you even use TikTok for your haunts? So please submit your submission ideas before November 20th at the link in our show notes. Paul Lanner from Haunters Against Hate has come up with a great announcement. He says, "After 4.5 years, it is my great pleasure to announce the Haunters Against Hate is now officially Haunters Against Hate Incorporated and is recognized by the state of Kentucky as a nonprofit corporation." Now, if you don't know about Haunters Against Hate, they started off with a simple website and one t-shirt design to generate funds that could be donated to LGBTQ organizations. Throughout the years, t-shirt designs have multiplied, and of course, the Book of Haunters, multiple volumes, was created, and they've also done a special Book of Clowns. Paul says people have often asked how they could make a donation, but he could not accept them until all the proper legal stuff was done, which takes time, effort, money for legal costs, and more. It does mean that all of the cost of printing the books, the t-shirts, and the other items, and paying for the conventions came out of his own pocket. Juggling that with his regular job, his regular business, and Haunters Against Hate was a lot of work, and there were times he thought about putting Haunters Against Hate on the back burner. But there was a lot of support from this haunt community, the LGBTQ community, and friends. So he decided to take it to the next step. And as of October 13th, Haunters Against Hate Inc. is official and no longer a division of Leonard Design. He says, "I will still run the organization, but I have a board of directors as required by law. So my deepest thanks to Travis Bowling and Kevin Cook for agreeing to be part of the board. HEH now also has a secretary, Angela Lawson, and a treasurer, Jack Hinkle. So thank you to everyone who has continued to stand behind Haunters Against Hate and continually supported me by having the items I have sold in the past several years. Congratulations to Paul, all of the board members, and Haunters Against Hate for everything that they've done for this community." How many of your haunts are open this weekend? I know a few closed right on Halloween, some stayed open for November 1st, and others, like Edmonton Haunted House here in Edmonton, have decided to open up again for the following weekend. This is where we're doing our lights out. Unfortunately, part of our haunt is outdoors as well, and it's going to be below freezing, so it's going to be a little chilly, but how about you? Are you opening up for the weekend? Is this when you do your lights out? Do you do a lights out? Well, whether you are open or not for lights out, for a regular season, or the upcoming Friday the 13th, congratulations to all who have survived this season, whether you're going to be opening again this year or not. Let's rock this in 2021. Scare the pants off everybody that we're able to.
Alrighty, thank you, Daryl. And now let's hear from Max from the Ohio Haunters Association on which haunts in Ohio are still planning on opening this weekend. Max, welcome back. I see you're still alive. I think I am also still alive, or maybe we're just ghosts. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? But it was a full moon on a Halloween, and we made it through.
We did. So, I don't know. Barely unscathed, kind of. So we are here today to talk about what haunts are still opening in November and what people are still doing past the Halloween season. Because as we know, Halloween is a year-round endeavor.
Yes, it definitely is. The vast majority of Ohio haunts have closed down for the year. Most of them have put up messages on their Facebook pages indicating thank you to their audience, and they were so excited about this year and they look forward to next year. So I'm excited for what all these haunts are going to bring for the 2021 year. But there are haunts that are still open, and I'd like to list those for you if that's all right. First one is the Dent Schoolhouse in Cincinnati, Ohio. They're going to be doing a Lights Out edition with the theme of killer toys on November 6th and 7th. And then they're going to do a Friday the 13th show on Friday the 13th of November. So Dent Schoolhouse in Cincinnati. Also opening in November is the Akron Haunted Schoolhouse in Akron, Ohio. They're going to have a Friday the 13th edition on just Friday, November the 13th. Terror Maze in Springfield, Ohio is going to have a blackout edition on November 6th and 7th, so this coming weekend. Check out Terror Maze in Springfield, Ohio. Hell's Dungeon in Dayton, Ohio is going to have a Clowns Takeover edition on November 6th and 7th, this coming weekend. And then they're going to do a Hollywood-themed event on Friday the 13th. So check out Hell's Dungeon in Dayton, Ohio. Terrortown in Williamsburg, Ohio is going to be open for November 6th and 7th and the 13th and 14th. There's going to be a special event on the 14th. There's going to be bands. A lot of metal bands are going to be there on November the 14th. So check out Terrortown in Williamsburg, Ohio. The 13th Floor in Columbus, Ohio is open through November the 7th. So they're going to be open this coming Friday and Saturday, the 6th and 7th. So check out the 13th Floor in Columbus, Ohio. Land of Illusion in Middletown, Ohio is also open this weekend, the 6th and 7th, and they're theming it as the Epic Party Weekend. So sounds epic. So check out the Epic Party at Land of Illusion in Middletown, Ohio this weekend. The Forest of Screams Haunted Hayride in Medina, Ohio, which is pretty much right there next to Cleveland. Forest of Screams Haunted Hayride is open November 6th and 7th and a Friday the 13th edition on the following Friday. So check out Forest of Screams Haunted Hayride in Medina. The Wells Township Haunted House in Brilliant, Ohio is doing their Lights Out edition for November 6th and 7th. So Wells Township, Brilliant, Ohio, this weekend, Lights Out. The Ghostly Manor up in Sandusky, Ohio. I'm mentioning them because it's a year-round haunt, so they're still open, and they'll be open this whole year. So Sandusky, Ohio, check out Ghostly Manor. And I'm going to throw a bone out to a friendly haunt to Ohio out in West Virginia called Infernum in Terra. Infernum in Terra, I believe is the right way to say it. In Wheeling, West Virginia, is open the 6th, 7th, 8th, and Friday the 13th. So they're open on a Sunday in November. So check out Infernum and Terra in Wheeling, West Virginia. So that's a lot for you far eastern haunters in Ohio. You can check out Wells Township and then hop the Ohio River and go into Wheeling, West Virginia. So those are the haunts that are open. A lot of them have themes such as Lights Out or Killer Clowns or Killer Toys. So a lot of those are still there. Give them a check out the Facebook pages and go visit.
That's excellent. I'm so happy too that we have a little bit of an extra season here going on. I know in California there's a haunt that's open all through to December. So wow. I'm loving this extra season. So congratulations, everyone that's still open. Kudos. And I'm so curious to hear later how these extra weekends are working out, ticket and demand wise, because we've seen such a weird year. But I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes.
Alrighty, that's it for today's show. And if you liked this episode and you are listening in iTunes, please give us a review. Those reviews really do help make sure that our content gets found by other haunters that need to find it. And if you have already given a review in iTunes, but it was several years ago, you can actually go in and update that review, because they tend to fall off after a couple of years, and we've been doing this for 6 years. So if you have news or topics that you would like us to talk about on the show, you can email it to me at philip@hauntedattractionnetwork.com. If you are listening on a platform that doesn't allow reviews and you would still like to help us, it would be wonderful if you could send this to a friend and introduce another haunter to what it is that we're doing over here. And remember that additional stories and content can be found on our website, hauntedattractionnetwork.com. And if you want to be part of the conversation, join our Facebook group at Haunters Toolbox.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network podcast.